Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Brock, welcome to the program. The random would you rather question. Brock, how old are you?
I am 57.
Okay.
We talked last week.
All right, Brock. This might be a tough one for you, but would you rather just go ahead and be a senior and retire or go back to high school? So, in other words, you're going to jump to 67 years old. You are done. You are retired. It is fine. Or would you rather go back to high school and start all over again?
Well, there's a couple choices when I was in high school that I might have changed, and maybe I could retire already. But I'm hoping I'm not going until 67. I was hoping maybe 62.
So. Well, we're just going by the standard number.
Right.
The number where you get the benefits, the 401k or the retirement or whatever you got, or the Medicaid. If it's there, Social Security.
I think I'm ready to retire. I got kids that are grown up, and I've had my fun in life, so I'm kind of ready to just chill.
Okay.
All right.
So
I'm right there with you, Brock.
Okay.
Just because the thing, if you go back to high school, then I have to go through all this crap again, not just high school.
Well, it's not, you don't necessarily have to go to the same high school. You're just going back to do high school.
Oh, no, I get it. But still, nah, man. And the thing is, look, I'm 56, you're 57. So the idea of projecting 10 or 11 years in the future, it's so close anyway. It's like, yeah, let's just go ahead and get there.
It would be fun to go back and do your 20s. Like, my 20s are a lot of fun.
Well, that's the difference here. Because high school is high school.
Yeah. Right.
So, also, I'm not sure that I could get through the ninth grade in the first year. I would have to put in some serious time to catch up with all the things.
Math.
Everything before that are important stuff.
Like what else,
that I've forgotten.
I mean,
any kind of science, any kind of biology, whether it's the periodic table, just different things that I need a good brushing up on, you know?
That stuff, I think, you pick up on quick. Right, because the sciencey stuff you kind of get reminded, but like when the kids bring home under math problems, I'm like, okay, I remember doing this type of math, but I have absolutely no idea what to tell you. Where when they do like a science project, they can ask me some random question, and just from your accumulated years of being alive, you have a general idea about answers.
But I forget stuff. So like, okay, a perfect example. This is how stupid I am. The Magna Carta.
Yeah.
All right.
I need to brush up on that. If you said explain it, what was it? Why was this the thing? What was it for? Blah, 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 blah. That's the question, right? That's on the test in history. And I'm going to sit there. I need to brush up on a lot of stuff where I
anyone
just,
remember what the Magna Carta was?
It's a treaty.
Was it a religious thing or was it an actual
treaty? This is
what treaty?
I'm saying. So these types of things that should be.
But here's the thing.
Something to do with France.
But
I feel confident in that.
Okay.
It was a document signed in 1215 that limited the power of the English monarch, establishing the principle that even the king was subject to law.
Okay.
Nothing to do with France?
I'm not reading France, Ted.
Okay, well. But what year again?
1215.
1215. All right. Okay, so world history.
But you'll remember that now.
Right, correct.
And that's all. But the math, like with math, you could explain it as my teachers
yes,
did. That's
yes,
my father.
Yes, yes.
For weeks and weeks, and they keep showing me the same process, and I am watching what they are doing. I am trying to mimic what they're doing, and I am not doing it right.
Right.
Like Magna Carta, you told me, I'll remember. Good.
So my thing is.
But you also, you don't have kids. You don't have work.
So you just go back for 4 years. 4 years of high school.
But why would you go through 4 years of that?
Then hell no. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm ready to retire.
Okay. See, I'll tell you why.
I can eat dinner early.
If I'm in the same body that I was at that age, right, I'm going to do things completely different.
Hell yeah.
And this has nothing to do with academia. It has everything to do with athletics. My body is in pain right now. I might make some seriously different decisions on some of the sports and in the way that I partook in them, so to speak.
Uh-huh. Sure.
No, I'm serious. As far as like just the way you lifted, I tell you what, I'm not going to get hit on Monday in practice anymore. I guarantee you that some of this antiquated crap, like Oklahoma drills if you lose on a Monday, you know, like, stupid crap where, man, they were just beating the living hell out of you. Where I think today it's a little smarter as far as
sure.
practice and how you do that. And my approach to the games would be different, whether it's baseball, whether it's football. I know more now, and I think that would really help me as far as being able to play better at that level. So it's kind of like...
Play smarter.
It's kind of like when you play your grandfather in pool. He will kick your ass.
He's going to crush you.
And he's
going to
hit the ball 1 mile an hour. Mm-hmm. It's going to every ball is going to barely roll in the hole.
It's like a little kid bowling a strike. Mm-hmm. Takes 20 minutes for the ball to get
but
down
once
there.
Once it gets there.
And it barely nicks the first pin, and somehow they all collapse. Okay, my problem with high school, right? So take math out of it. Obviously, I'm going to fail math. I know that. I need a tutor. But I still have to read those damn books again, right? And look, I like to read. I'm a pretty voracious reader now, but I read books I want to read. I still do not want to read Shakespeare.
I believe the curriculum has changed.
I'm going to find out.
I think there's a lot more, hey, you read something that interests you now than there was when we were growing up.
My kids got to do that, and this was the K-8 school. So they got to pick books, and they were begrudging. Oh, we got to read. I'm like, wait a minute. Your teacher gave you a list of like 25 books that you can choose
from. You can pick one.
And like 15 of them seem reasonably decent, you know. And
I would do the research to find the one that I would want to read.
About that. And then my son, so he read, like two of them he read. He's like, I really like that book. I'm like, but you were the one pissing and moaning about it. But you got to pick, but I don't want to read Old Man and the Sea again. I don't want to read anything from freaking Shakespeare.
Also,
none of that.
We did not have Google. You had to go to the library.
Yeah.
And studying in the library was just a little bit more tedious. I think it would be easier the ability to be able to gather information and to, you know, be able to retain that.
You got to cite your sources, too.
I don't know about it.
Yes, you do. That's fine. Yahoo.
Right.
But the thing is, Google cites the source. So, I mean, look here, man. It's people piss them out. Like, man, the kids, you could use an AI instead of... I'm like, well, they're already using Google. You're not doing research. I mean, you sit down, you hit Google. It's like me putting together a big dummy. I am not sitting in some massive Oxford, England... library. I'm in front of my freaking computer, and I go, Google. And then it tells me everything.
Yeah.
So that would definitely help in school. But somebody does make the point, would you want to go back to high school in the age of social media? Nope.
Nope. Yeah, it's a good call.
Nope.
Not only that, shooter drills, stuff like that. Yeah. Just like, you got to be kidding me. It would blow my mind. I would just get pissed.
Now, when we were growing up, we had the... So you're always going to have a fire drill, for obvious reasons, right? And then when we were growing up, you saw the Cold War going on, so we had the nuclear bomb landing
drill. Oh, you basically
drill.
Lay on a wall and wait for
you
the light to kill you.
They take you out into the hall. You don't go outside, okay? So the drill was you vacate your room, and we had to run these just as much as fire drills, and you faced your locker, and they finally stopped doing it because as we got a little older, I'm talking like fifth or sixth grade, we're like, look, man, as we understand nuclear weapons and nuclear annihilation and blah, 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 what does that do?
It helps for identification.
Stand in front of your own locker.
Yes, exactly.
That's probably exactly what it was.
Okay, that is. The reason we asked, would you rather be a senior and retire or go back to high school? Here you go. As far as the world of seniors go, seniors have hit a new high as far as their marijuana use.
Yeah.
It is going through the roof. So people who have retired and are 65 years and older, they talked to about 16,000 adults. And among them, the marijuana use is going through the roof, especially with higher income seniors. Once the least likely to use cannabis, they now top the list of the demographic subgroup of about 9% of marijuana sales.
Yeah, once they made it legal, man. Mm-hmm.
And the study also found that cannabis use doubled among older adults that have chronic illnesses.
Sure.
Heart conditions, diabetes, cancer, or two or more chronic diseases as far as alleviating pain.
You're telling me weed helps? I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Somebody said something 1,000 years ago.
Now, a discussion said, would you go back and do high school all over again if you could? And a poll of graduation seniors and then thousands of Americans, almost everyone said yes.
Really? Yeah.
About 60% said they would go back and do it again. Most said they do things a little differently.
Of course.
Well, yeah.
About 35% said no way. once was enough. 5% are not sure. But they also looked at the most common high school experiences and why some people might want to go back. So the poll asked about 50 different high school experiences to see how common they are. And here are some of them. Did you have a crush on someone in high school? Would you like to go back and try to do that first love again?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're going to bring up sex, yes. I mean, my answer to anything with sex, like, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. I would like to have slept with a chick that I didn't get the chance to sleep with. That's a no-brainer.
Okay, so think about it.
She would still turn me down, but sure.
When you were in high school, you were probably in a friend group or a clique.
Yeah.
So they're saying, would you like to go back and hang with your boys again? No matter if that's on a team, whether that is, you know, your friends in band, whatever the deal is, you know who you run with.
Sure.
Do you want to go back and run with that crowd again?
Yeah, those were fun days.
So you'd go back to high school?
Hell yeah, I would. In an instant, man.
Here's your Uncle Rico. Would you like to play in at least one more high school sporting event again?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, 100% yes.
Yeah. But believe it or not, 50% of people actually loved or liked high school. About 30% went, nah. 12% said they disliked it, and 8% hated the whole experience. You will know
I'm in the 8%.
You will know this based on going to a high school reunion.
What's that?
The people that loved high school, okay? The people that were really into it. So, for an example, I guarantee you that if I went back to my high school reunion, the head cheerleader, who was the head cheerleader for every year I was in high school, is going to go to this high school reunion.
Of course.
Now, the class president, who was only there for the academia and went on to be the valedictorian, he is a doctor in San Francisco.
Not all class presidents were there for academia.
He never posts.
Well, I can assure you that.
He never posts, all right?
Right. No.
Because he's not Uncle Rico.
No.
All right? But the running backs on the football team, the best basketball players, all those guys, they show up every single time there is a reunion because those are their memories of high school. So they're positive. Where there's a lot of people who I know that I'd like to see, you knew them at the time and they just weren't in high school.
Like, the other thing too is just with social media, like, I don't know. There's guys I went to high school with that, like, I haven't physically seen in 20 years, but like, I know what they're up to. And it's weird when I went to my 20th reunion, I got my 30th coming up.
That hurt to say out loud.
I don't know. I've just gotten used to it.
The hell with it.
Yeah. The hell with it.
20's coming up for me too.
Some of those guys, like, they were like, Ted, good to see you. Like, yeah, it's like, I kind of know what you're up to. You know, like, I'm glad your kids are doing well. Like, the one guy, like, we weren't even friends.
Right.
I just like his social media presence, and his kids are rugby players.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.